in that the significance of the former relates to future events, and of the latter to present events. The following will give you a clearer idea of the distinction. Some kinds of feelings circle back and press themselves on the mind during sleep, resulting in unconscious emissions. For example, it is inevitable that in their dreams a lover will imagine himself with his beloved, that someone frightened will have a vision of what frightens him. Then again, that a hungry man will dream of eating, and a thirsty man of drinking. And for that matter, someone who has overstuffed himself will dream of vomiting or choking because of the blockage caused by indigestion. We can see, then, that these dreams, where the feelings are pre-existent, do not foretell the future, but recollect the present. That being so, one can see also that some of these feelings are peculiar to the body alone, some to the mind, and some involve the combination of body and mind. For example, when a lover imagines himself with his beloved, or a sick man imagines himself visiting doctors and receiving treatment. Both body and mind play an equal part here. But vomiting, defecating, and once again drinking and eating must be considered peculiar to the body, just as joy and sorrow are peculiar to the mind. These examples clearly indicate that dreams with a bodily cause present themselves as the result of either deprivation or excess, and dreams with a mental cause reflect either our fears or our hopes. So much then for the enhypnion. This very term, something in one's sleep, has proper force, not just because all who see this sort of dream are in fact asleep, since the oneiros is also a product of sleep, but inasmuch as its operation is confined to the sleeping state, and it vanishes as soon as sleep is over. An oneiros is also something in one's sleep, but it operates by bringing to our attention a prediction of future events. And after sleep, it tends to alert and excite, arraigning the mind, by prompting us to active operations of our own. That is the original etymology of the term, unless it comes from giving tidings, erein, which means tell. As in the poet's line, "These tidings I give you are the truth." And the people of Ithaca called the beggar Eiros, because he would run around delivering messages whenever anyone told him. Next, in the category of predictive dreams, oneiroi, some are theorematic and others allegorical. Theorematic dreams are those where the outcome corresponds literally to the vision. For example, a man out at sea dreamt that he was shipwrecked, and he did find himself in that situation. When sleep left him, the ship sank and was lost, and he barely managed to survive along with a few others. Again, someone dreamt that he was wounded by the man with whom he had agreed to go out hunting next day. He did go out with him, and he was wounded by him in the shoulder, where the dream wound had been too. And someone dreamt that he was given money by a friend. In the morning he received 10 minas from the friend as a deposit for safekeeping. And there are many other examples of this sort. Allegorical dreams, on the other hand, are those which signify something by means of something else. Here, the mind is characteristically speaking in riddles. I think that I should also give an account, as best I can, of what causes predictive dreams, why they are experienced and fulfilled as they are, and the true meaning of the term oneiros. So first I shall give a general definition of an oneiros, which would not need any argument if it were not addressed to carping critics. An oneiros is a movement or complex moulding within the mind which indicates what will happen in the future, whether good or bad. That being so, the mind foretells things that will come to pass after a long or short interval of time by means of specific natural images, which are also known as elements, stoicheia. In that interval, it assumes that our rational faculty will teach us how to understand what it is that will happen. But when these events admit of no time gap, when whoever it is...